Have your Isaiah chapter 26, amen, verse number 3, and then I got some other verses we'll be reading in other places, you know how I do, amen, Isaiah 26 and verse number 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee, hallelujah, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you can probably already tell from that verse what I'm going to try to preach on tonight.
Yes, God.
Try to preach a little bit about peace. Amen. Great God. I tell you, generations from the past, amen, we've all sought and tried to find, mankind has always sought, amen, for peace throughout the centuries.
Right.
Rarely has collective man ever found it. But listen, countless individuals have found the key to real peace in their lives. Amen. What is peace? Praise God. What is peace? The Bible teaches that peace, amen, is something that we can acquire. Hallelujah. Amen. And it can be acquired. It can be accomplished. Amen. In our life, by one way. Amen. By the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read it to you here. Galatians 5:22. Listen to this. But the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Woo, did you? You didn't count that. You didn't add them together when I read my verse. Amen. All the way in Isaiah. Amen. How we can have peace in this life. You didn't realize that peace is a fruit of the Spirit. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Amen. You know what? You can be saved and don't always have the right love in your heart. Amen. A fruit is something that has to be acquired. Amen. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. Amen. But you can be saved and not have the joy of the Lord like you need.
Right.
Praise God.
True.
All these are things that must be acquired. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. My topic tonight. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Hallelujah. Peace does not come automatically to you. Amen. Right. You say, well, I've prayed and I've got in an order of prayer in my life and I've been saved, so therefore, automatically I've got peace. Amen. But I come to tell you tonight, peace, I believe, it must be a developed lifestyle. Amen. That comes to those who are in tune with God and God's purpose for their life. Amen.
Right.
Great God in heaven. Amen. The peace of the Holy Ghost develops in our life. Amen. That comes from that all prevailing consciousness that our lives are in the hand of an almighty God. Amen. That's where peace comes from. Knowing that if I never see the sun come up tomorrow, amen, I know a God who's still in control of everything. Amen. And when we finally, amen, understand and obey the will of God in our life and just give it to Him, amen, that's when and how we can obtain peace in our life. Amen. Great God, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. Hallelujah. Great God, there's a different correlation of our peace. Amen. And great God, it corresponds directly. Our peace corresponds to our dependence upon God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things in this life we can become dependent upon. Amen. And it's easy to depend upon a lot of things. Amen. But when we learn to depend upon God, I tell you, it'll bring peace in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've said this multiple times, and it seems to always fit in different sermons that I preach, but things stick with you in your life. I remember it confused me as just a young child when my Uncle Larry would get up and he'd say, I don't depend depend upon, amen, Piston Coal Company for a job, amen. And I used to think to myself, well, who in the world does he depend on? Amen. They pay him a good salary. He raised all them kids, always had a nice home and nice cars and automobiles. And I used to think he better depend on Piston, amen. But he taught me at a young age, and I didn't even realize it, Brother Charlie, amen, that I tell you, he had always finished up, and he said, I don't depend on Piston for, amen, a paycheck and for a job to be able to supply and feed my family. He said, I depend upon God, amen. Hallelujah. He wasn't trying to throw a slight, amen, at the company that he worked for, but what he was saying was, if something happens to Piston, amen, there's still a God in heaven. Hallelujah. If something happens to St. Mary's, amen, there's still a God in heaven. Amen. If something happens down at the nickel plant, amen, there's still a God in heaven. If something happens down at Air Products, amen, there's still a God in heaven. Amen. Brother Josh, if something happens down at Cowboy, amen, I come to tell you tonight, he that learns to depend upon the Lord can have a peace that the world don't understand. Amen. Thank God, because this peace that I have down inside of my heart, it's not coming from outside sources, but it's coming from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a direct correlation, amen, with our peace and our dependence upon God. Amen. It is an acquired or a developed characteristic in our life, accomplished by the Holy Ghost, patient and gently working within our heart. Amen. I pray, oh God, give me a peace. I preached on this sometime back. Amen. As I was studying this evening, amen, a little closer, get time to preach. And I thought, oh God, I know I preached along these lines in the last little bit. And I was praying and I was kind of thinking, amen, I wonder why I'm heading down this road to preach it again. Amen. Hey, I believe somebody in here, amen, needs to learn that you can have the peace of God. Amen. Amen. Down inside of your heart. Maybe Jason needs to know that in the midst of a troublesome world, in the midst of a world where it fits, amen, I don't claim to be old. I hadn't even reached the milestone. Brother Tommy and I were talking of 40. I ain't even reached that over the hump here yet. Amen. But I don't claim to be real old. I tell you, it's sad, amen, just to see the decline of the church just in my short days of serving God. I remember when I was a boy, amen, it was the highlight of the week. Amen. As David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hey, amen. You know, now during this coronavirus, big churches, amen, they shut down their doors and they haven't even opened them yet. Hey, God in heaven, Michelle and I left this morning from Sunday school and we was riding down the road and I looked at this church, snow all over the parking lot, and I looked at that church, great big church, I ain't gonna mention names, snow covered that whole big parking lot. Great God, amen. And I said, maybe I shouldn't have said it. I said, it's sad, amen, to think that we're living in a day when even the big charismatic worldly churches, they don't even see the need to come out and push the snow back anymore because they think, what's the use? Between the ice and the snow and the coronavirus, we're not going to have enough to come out to have church. So therefore, they don't even put the effort and they don't come. Oh, it's a sad day. It's a sad hour. Amen. We're living in a time, amen, where people's priority is no longer on God and the kingdom of God and upon spiritual things. Oh, no. Amen. They can care and worry about the physical. They can care and worry about the natural. But what happened to the spirit? Amen. If we don't watch out, it'll weigh us down. Amen. If we don't watch out, it'll burden our hearts. And I come to tell you, and I come to tell old Brother Jason here tonight, there's a place I can get in God where I can have peace. My dependence is upon Him. It's not upon people. It's not upon places. It's not upon jobs.
but there is a peace that if I can get it down in my heart, the devil can't take it away. Jobs can't take it away. Fame and passion, they can't take it away. Devil, the devil can't come in and discourage me enough to take the peace of God away. But oh, I pray God that you'd help me get to the place where I have the true peace of God in my heart. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Amen. I tell you what. Amen, church. And if there is any listening on Marco Polo, I tell you what, we better learn to depend upon God. Woo! Worldly things are going to shut off, amen.
Right.
Great God in heaven, things, external sources will shut off and they'll shut down one day. Amen, but oh, I come to tell you, I need God.
Woo!
I need Him. I need Him every day. Salvation, listen to me, is the open door that leads us out of the life of sin. Every one of us are here tonight because we had a spiritual birth one day.
Yeah.
And I'm not diminishing salvation, not one bit. No, no, no. I said I'm not diminishing. I believe it's very important to be saved. The day that I prayed and got saved was one of the greatest days of my life. But oh, I feel like sometimes people puts too much, amen, relevance upon that. Well, I pray somebody can die 50 years down the road. Well, they prayed back 50 years ago. What about the walk since then? Amen. What about the life since today? I'm not diminishing salvation. I'm not diminishing the day you got saved. That's a wonderful day. But oh, I come to tell you tonight. Hey, oh, I come to tell you tonight. The walk after that day, it can be glorious also. I said it can be wonderful. It can be a wonderful day. Amen. Every day that I get up to have the grace of God, to have the glory of God, and to walk in His joy, and to walk in His peace. Hey, all this in heaven too. Amen. I said we can have the joy of the Lord. We can have the peace of God in our walk with Him. Hey. Amen. Great God in heaven. I was born.
Brother Tommy's birthday's coming up.
Yep.
I was born one windy March day. Woo! March the 12th of 1982. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. Just a month or so, I'll turn to be 39. And I'll spend the last year of my 30s. Hey, I'm going to try to make it last a long time. Amen. Hey! But when we sit around and talk, some of my family, we get together, Sister Janie, and talk. They don't ask me about that day I was born. Oh no, but they ask me about that night. Remember that night we was out there and we treed them two or three coons up in a tree. And they went inside of that hollow tree up there in the top. Great God, we stuck our gun back in that old hollow tree on the bottom. Amen, shot the thump, hit that old coon, and he come down the bottom. And he fought them dogs through that crack. And hey God, we don't talk about the day I was born, but we talk about the day since. Hey, I come to tell you, church, amen, you can have an exciting walk. You can have a joyous time in serving the Lord. If I would sit down with an astronaut that's been on the moon, and I would sit down, I wouldn't dare ask him, hey son, what day was you born? What was it like that day you came in? Oh, but no. I'd say, hey, tell me what it was like when you landed on the moon. Tell me what it was like when you got out and you walked upon that surface. Great God, what I'm trying to say, don't get caught up, amen, in yonder year, and don't get caught up in tomorrow that's never come, but have peace right here today. Enjoy the walk. Enjoy the Lord in your life today.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
You believe you can have peace today?
Yeah.
You believe you can have joy today? Hey, hey God, amen, if you could enjoy, amen. Hey, God, that day you was born, I come to tell you, you ought to be able to enjoy the journey afterwards, amen. Some people, if you look at the expression on their face, you'd never know they're excited about serving God. You'd never know, amen, you'd think it's a drudge to have to come to his house, sit in here. I'm not on nobody tonight, but if this is you, say amen or owe me one. Hey, you don't have to come into his house and sit there like you've lost your best friend. Don't clap a hand, don't have a smile, don't raise a hand in praise, don't help the singer when they sing. Great God, don't help the preacher when you don't have to live like that, but you can be like David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You can enjoy the journey. You can enjoy this life of serving God. You can have peace that the world can't take away. I said you can have the peace of God down inside your heart. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Romans.
Jesus.
And we'll get into some of this. There is therefore, 8:1, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. Hey God, Timothy 1:2, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. If you ain't been happy about serving God in a while, why don't you ask God for peace? Amen. Timothy said, it comes down from the Father above. Hallelujah. You need some peace. Amen. Hey, God, more peace than just when your favorite preacher preaches. More peace than just when your favorite singer sings. But great God, you can have peace just getting out of bed in the morning. Hey, hey, amen. Brother Tommy said that verse this morning. Hey God, we've all read the Bible through. Amen. We never catch stuff. I looked it up. I think it was 55:2. And the Bible said, and the trees clapped their hands. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But you know, even the trees clap their hands and praise the Lord. I looked it up. Don't take my word for it. When a preacher says, don't take his word for it. But I picked my phone up on my little finder. And I said, trees clapped. Praise God. And it brought it straight up. I say, I think it was 55 and verse number 2, somewhere around there. And the Bible said, and the trees, they clapped their hands. I wonder why they clapped. Because they got joy. They got peace. Hey God, let everything that hath breath praise you, the Lord. You can be excited about this journey. Woo! May I come to tell you tonight, you can be excited about this journey.
Praise you, Lord.
Holy God. My, about to feel the Holy Ghost here.
Woo!
Peace comes from God. I believe it's a spiritual commodity. It begins to manifest itself in our lives. Listen, when we actively and daily pursue the things of God, it's obtainable. Great God, not when you're out there shopping at JCPenney, not when you're out there running around all, but it's obtainable when you get his word out and you begin to read. It's obtainable when you get on your knees and you begin to pray. It's obtainable when you enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise and come to the sanctuary and begin to worship and praise the Lord. You can have peace. It's obtainable, and it comes from God.
You're right.
I believe we're living in a generation.
Woo!
Woo. Then has lost their peace.
You got it.
Woo.
Dear Lord. True.
More, listen, we're married to Christ. The longer we live and serve Him, the more like Him we'll become.
Yes. I believe it. I believe it.
August 16th. Me and Michelle have been married 20 years. It don't seem like that long, but time has flown.
Yes, it has.
You know, we're more like each other every day just because we're together every day.
That's it.
Amen. What is it? Praise the Lord. We're more like each other every day.
Sure.
Somebody can say something, she can look at me and I can look at her, and we know what each other's thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
I can pick up more and more on what she thinks every day. I can pick up more and more on what she thinks.
Come on.
More and more on what she likes.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen. Woo. Thank God. Amen. Sometimes we even talk alike. Amen. Hallelujah. You pick up on each other's mannerisms. Amen. You pick up on each other's thought patterns. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey God. Yes. Let me tell you something. The longer you walk with the Lord, the more you'll live and look and talk and act like Him.
Hallelujah.
Hey God. Amen. The longer you walk and talk with Him, amen, the more He'll rub off on you. Hallelujah. Hey God, that's why the Bible said to commit your ways unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk with Him every day. Talk with Him every day. Listen to Him. Hey God, I believe right there's where some of us make a mistake. Some of us talk to Him. Some of us try to walk with Him. But I just wonder how many times we just sit there and try to listen to Him a little bit. Sometimes we need to listen to the Lord. Hey, God in heaven. We occupy our minds. And I'm just as bad for this as anybody. Amen. We occupy our minds so often. Amen. Hardly a minute in the day that our minds are not occupied. Sometimes you need a little boredom. Sometimes you need to shut everything out and just begin to meditate, right? And listen to the Lord. Amen.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Put everything aside.
Yeah.
Listen to Him a little bit. I believe you'll hear Him.
Oh, I know you will.
Some people say, I ain't heard from the Lord in a long time. I wonder if you've been listening for Him. I wonder if you've been listening for Him.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
My. God must be in control of your life. He must, listen. I'm getting to the good part. He must be in control of your conversation. He must be in control of your thoughts. He must be in control of your finance. He must be in control of your marriage. He must be in control of your job. He must be in control of your family matters. Everything, commit thy way unto the Lord and daily walk with Him. Amen. Thank God in heaven. Amen. I believe you'll hear from heaven. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
I've been preaching, trying to get to this right here. Colossians 1:19. I want to read it to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Colossians 1:19. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell.
Yeah.
And having made peace through the blood of His cross.
His cross.
Did you get that?
Praise God.
I'm probably going to follow up and preach this at a later time.
Come on.
Amen. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and having made peace through the blood of the cross. Amen. Great God. Amen. Give me your mind just a moment. Amen. But the blood of Christ, really, in the natural sense, in mind of your thinking, we would think it ought to have brought war. Amen. Sinful men got their hands on the Son of God and they hung Him on a cross and they shed His blood. It was the most wicked thing that man has ever done. Amen. We would expect war. You would have thought that it would anger God to the place that He wiped mankind off of the face of the earth. Hallelujah. But oh no. Paul said, and
make peace through the blood of his cross. By him to reconcile all things unto himself. Oh no, just quite the contrary. Amen. Sinful men lay their sinful hands on a holy God. Amen. And they nailed him to a cross. Amen. They put the crown of thorn upon his head. They pierced his side and blood ran down that cross. But instead of war from God, it brought the peace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, God in heaven, I don't understand it. Amen. But all I can tell you is that it was by that blood that brought my peace. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. Because that God loved us so much. Because of the shed blood of the Savior. Now I can have peace with God.
Yes.
Holy God. The greatest way I can explain it.
Jesus.
I'm about done here. The greatest way I can explain it, Brother Tommy.
Come
on. Brother Jonathan is. One day, there was a rich man. He had plenty of money.
Yeah.
And his son came to him and said, Dad, won't you give me what's part's mine? Amen. Thank God. And the Bible said, and the father divided his inheritance. And he gave, amen, that prodigal his part. And he went out. Great God, he had all kinds of friends. He caught a tab at all the bars. He caught a tab in all the fun places of amusement. He caught a tab everywhere he went. He had all kinds of friends. Great God in heaven. But there finally, amen, he picked up the last tab and he spent his last dollar and he spent his last dime, amen, on the tab, and his friends ran out. Great God, he went from farm to farm trying to catch a job. Amen. And this Jewish boy found himself in the worst possible place that he could have ever found himself. Amen. Feeding the swine. Great God, Jews weren't even supposed to be around the swine. But here he was in the mud, in the muck and the mire. Amen. Of the world. Great God in heaven with that old slop jar. Amen. In his hand to go out and feed them old pigs. Great God, and he looked down, and the Bible said he finally came unto himself, and he said, I tell you what I think I'll do. I think I'm going to rise and go back to my father's house, because, amen, I've done my dad wrong. I've done my family wrong. I know it's embarrassing, but I'm going to lay here and die if I don't get back up and go back home. Hey, God, let me tell you something. Amen. To outsiders, to the neighbors of that wealthy father, they done heard the story and they done said to themselves, this boy's going to come back one day, and if he came back, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd give him the boot. I'd kick him on the backside and send him back down the road. But guess what? They weren't that son's father. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, God. Amen. And Paul said, we gain peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. And old prodigal, amen, finally got up out of that hog pen and he made the journey back home. Hey, God. Amen. But the Bible said he was heading down that dusty road. Everybody else, amen, done wrote him off and said he's no good for nothing. But the Bible said he was yet a long ways off. And the father looked down that road and he said, boys, get the fatted calf ready. Woo! Hallelujah in heaven. I'm about to feel like shouting. Boys, get that fatted calf ready. Get the robe and get some shoes. Amen. Ready for this, my son, who was once dead, yet he's alive again. And he came walking down that dusty road. Amen. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, he obtained peace with his father. Amen. Because they came back home and they said, Father, will you forgive me? Hey, I come to tell you, that's the peace that passeth all understanding, that a great God could love a sinful creature.
creature like you and I. I'll never have peace, but only through the blood of the cross.
I want you to raise your hand. And praise the Lord here. Oh, God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus, in this house tonight. Amen. That word reconciled. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things. Listen to this. That word reconcile means to restore harmony and communion. Great God in heaven, I don't know about you, but I'm mighty reconciled me back to him. Never one time in all the Bible do we ever hear that God, amen, was reconciled to man, because God has always been on his throne, but man had to be reconciled to God because of our, amen, prodigal ways, because of our wayward attitude. We have to be reconciled back to him, and we can obtain peace through the blood of the cross. And God in heaven, I come to tell you, church, that's the only way. I can't have peace in a sinful life. I can't go to the honky-tonks and to the bars and to the world places and have peace, but peace comes through the blood of the cross.
Praise God.
That's why sinners will never have peace.
You're right.
Woo!
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Did you hear me?
Praise you, Lord.
That's why you can't have peace.
Peace.
Running from God.
Right. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hold it.
That's why I could never leave the church, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
And go out there and say, well, I've had enough of this. Some people do it. I don't understand it.
No.
Some people do it. I've had enough of this. I don't have to do this. I don't have to put up with this.
Come on.
And they leave and they go out there.
Yeah.
And Sister Missy, they think they're going to find peace.
Yeah.
They think they're going to find joy.
Yeah.
They think they're going to find happiness. But the Bible said the only way that we can obtain peace,
Jesus,
is through the blood.
You're right.
Of the cross.
Woo! Hey, God in heaven. Hey, man. Great God, I'm feeling good here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm have peace through the blood. That blood should have caused war. God should have been willing to wipe out sinful men. But oh no, that blood is what caused the peace of God to come down and woo men back to the cross. Thank God for his blood. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Woo!
Yes, Jesus.
So you say, well, amen, I'm going to rebel. You can rebel against God and against God's wish. And you wonder now, amen, why you have no peace. Peace only comes by realizing that I have to be reconciled with him. God will never, amen. You never hear one time in the Bible where he reconciles down to man, but man's got to be reconciled up to God. Amen. If we're going to get peace, it comes from God. It never comes from anywhere else besides God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. I got to preach this out. Now we don't have to preach it again to you.
Come on.
Maybe preach it again to me. I'm not sure. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Amen. If you are living at the cross, amen. Amen. With the Creator, peace simply, amen, can be achieved. It has to come through the shed blood of the cross. Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Yep. Amen. Praise God. Isn't it strange that some people can trust God, listen to this, with their eternal souls, but we cannot trust God with our earthly lives?
Yes.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
With the remaining 20, 30, 40 years. I wrote down at the funeral the other day, Sister Jo, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was somewhere as of this past Wednesday. I've lived 14,280 days.
Yep.
Well, Tommy, you're somewhere around 30,000 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, well, I don't know how many days I got left. I don't know if I got another 14,000 days left or not. I don't know. But this one thing I better know.
Jesus.
I better know how to just yield it and give it to God, Sister Missy.
Yes. Yes.
How can we trust God and kneel in an altar and say, Lord, save me. I'm going to give you my life. And then he deals with us on stuff, how to yield our life to him and how to give up our life and just hand it over to him and give him the keys. And God's got plans for us. But yet, we don't trust him for that. And we live it how we want to live it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we shut God out.
Amen.
Trust him, God. Trust him.
Come on.
Amen. Eternity will be unending. Amen. That's right. Endless age upon age. Somehow, amen, we can commit ourselves to keeping, to God's keeping.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
God can keep us.
Yes.
God knows how you need to live your life.
Right.
I wish I could tell you here tonight we'd line up like an old Catholic priest and you could stand up here and you come up here and confess and tell me all your troubles and all you've done wrong. And I wish I could stand there and shake your hand and say, I forgive you. Don't worry about that. And then I could give you advice on how you need to live the rest. I wish I could do that.
Come on now.
But I can't do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I know one that can.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know one who knows how you need to live your life.
Right.
And if I develop that peace, and if I develop that daily walk, and that daily talk, yeah. Amen, and that daily Bible reading, that daily prayer life, and that faithful church service, and faithful to give myself to God, God will show me, he'll teach me how he wants me to live my life.
He'll do it. Yes, he will.
There ain't but one life to live. And you better learn how to find peace with that life.
Precious Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. 14,220. What is this? Wednesday? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, five more. Somewhere around 14,225 days I've lived. Well, Tom, I hope on the 14,226th day, I can live it how God wants me to live.
Amen. Amen.
I hope. Amen. On the next, I don't even know. Nobody knows how many days we have left. But if I live another 100 days, I want to live it how God wants me to live it. Yield your life to him, church. Yield it to him. And live it how God wants you to live it. We only have one life to live. Now, Mom used it in a completely different context, Brother Tommy. But my mom was willing to cry. And I do believe you get what you pay for. The older I get, I used to buy cheap stuff all the time. I'd go out and I'd buy the cheapest old set of tires I could get. They wear out in no time.
Yeah.
Amen. We've all did stuff like that. Go out and buy something cheap. You think, well, I'm gonna get a deal here. I'm going to save some money. Gary, my helper Gary, he goes out to these used tire shops in town and pays, used to be 20, now it's 25. I think it's $30 a tire now for used tires, and they're already down to the wear bar. And he rides them things for a month or two, and he goes and buys two or three more. He usually buys them in twos, you know, puts them on his front, I guess. And he'll go pay $60 more, and then another month or two, he'll go pay $60 more. Another month or two, he'll go pay $60. I said, Gary, you could have done bought you some brand new tires. Amen. And put on that car, and it'll last you way longer than bald $30 tires.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo. Jesus.
Amen. But we try to stand by and do it our way. I want to do it God's way.
Right.
I don't know how many days I have left, Sister Missy. But I tell you what, I want to learn how to do it his way.
Right.
Lord, help me trust you. Help me trust you, Lord. Help me trust you, Lord. Part of having peace with God is trusting him for tomorrow. God knows how you need to live tomorrow. Amen. I'm preaching to Jason as much as I'm preaching to you tonight. God knows how you need to yield to him and give him tomorrow. Amen. Don't live it on your own. But my mom used to say, my mom used to say, amen. Great God, you only live once. You might as well go ahead and buy what you want. And there's a lot of truth to that. You only live one time.
Yep.
I don't want to live, Brother Tom, and wait at the judgment day and look back over my life. I believe on judgment day we're going to have a snapshot of our life.
Yeah.
And you're going to remember the history of your life. You're going to remember them days, 14,225 days. I think you're going to have a snapshot. And you're going to look back over that life. And God's going to show you where and what you could have done to have done better. Amen. That's what judgment's all about. I believe there's going to be a snapshot over our life. And when I get there, I don't want to regret the life that I've lived. But I want to be able to stand there and say, Lord, I tried to give it to you 100%. I haven't always done that. I don't want you to sit there and think I'm saying I haven't always done that. But I tell you what, I want to do better. I want to do better going forward from this night. I want to develop a greater relationship with God. I want to develop that greater peace, amen, of the Lord down in my heart. Somehow it's difficult to trust God with this area of our life. It doesn't make sense to fail to be reconciled with God and His purposes for us. Peace just cannot come until we are reconciled with Him through the blood of the cross.
Praise God.
Don't fight with God. Commit your ways to Him. Trust Him. Believe what He has promised. Somebody help me out of here. Let your life be a reflection of His glory. You'll have peace that passes all human understanding.
Thank God.
If we could just learn to yield our lives and our hearts to God.
Thank you, Lord. Great. Yes.
Amen. We all struggle with this. Brother Tony, I believe Brother Marshall Atkins, right there in the end of his life, struggling with cancer. I'd sit by him up in the front seat of church every night. We drove to Alabama to camp meet. Short trip down and short trip back. Amen. Heard that old stomach roar, and he had that stomach cancer. He fought all kinds of problems. Amen. But I tell you what, it totally committed him to the Lord.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I used to hear him. Pray. I don't even know what the Lone Ranger was. I heard the old timers you talk about. I guess that was an old radio program. Everybody sit around and listen to that old Lone Ranger. Amen. I'm sure he grew up listening to the Lone Ranger. But we sat up on that front seat a Monday night, and I hear him praying. He said, oh, God, if you'll heal me from this cancer. He said, I'll travel this country. And he'd say it like this, I'll travel this country like the Lone Ranger. Amen. And he said, I'll tell everybody about you, Lord. Great God. I believe he was reconciled. Amen. Through the blood of the cross. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. This peace will get us reconciled. This peace will get us right where we need to be with God. Amen.
Right.
Jesus said, my peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth. He can give you peace.
Yes.
Like the world can't offer. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He can give you permanent peace. I can remember an old song, and they don't have to sing this song. They can sing it if they want. I don't know what they're going to sing. Amen. Remember that old song? Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down,
yes, God,
from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray.
All right.
In fathomless billows,
yes,
of love.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Do you want to have peace here tonight?
Come on, come on.
Stand with me in this house. Stand with me in this house. God has made it possible for you to enjoy that kind of peace. He must love you very, very much, amen, to offer us that kind of peace.
Yes.
Peace, peace. Wonderful
peace.
For peace.
Glory.
Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Peace, peace. That's the kind of peace you can have tonight. I tried to do my best to preach to you tonight, church. You ain't got but one life to live. Why don't you live it for God? Why don't you reconcile yourself to God? Find peace with God. Find peace in your everyday life. Find peace in your heart. You're living at war with one another. That's why you don't have peace in the workplace. That's why you don't have peace in your marriage. That's why we fight and bicker amongst one another. We don't have the true peace God, amen, intends for us. There's a peace you can get that the world can't give. Come on, come on, come on. I preached to you my best I could here. Peace.